This is Jeff Buckles. We're in Genesis chapter 29, and we've really got into the woman Leah, and we've looked at her children a little bit the last time we were together. I want to look today at this just a little bit more and move on, for we're trying to make time with these characters. We're really looking at Jacob, but Leah comes into it, and so does Rachel. And so do several other characters, because we can't ignore them as they enter into these people's lives. So let's begin with a word of prayer as we always do. Father, we thank you again for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for these examples that you've set before us. Lord, that we can have hope. That regardless of what happens in this world, there is a future beyond this world. Lord, there is a heaven. There is a kingdom. And it is yours, Lord. And we pray, Father, that as we read these scriptures and we read these words, Lord, it might show us what kind of a man we are, what our hearts are really like before Thee, that we are hopelessly lost without You. So, Father, we just pray today, Lord, that You would teach us with these men who have broken Your laws, have broken the rules, have run their own way. And as You finally broke these men and showed them their need for You, Father, we pray that You'd show those who don't know You today through these examples. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we saw the last time we were together, we discussed Leah, the one who was not the most favored of the two sisters who were married to Jacob. We saw, though, how God had blessed through her, and we tried to encourage the women out there who were trying to live the godly life, as the scriptures lay it forth, to have hope. You may not even see it in this life, but the blessing of God is on His Word and on His promises. And it was on Leah. Leah now has four children before Rachel ever even begins to think about conceiving. Now, it's important that we said Judah, the last of these four, was the one who was going to be the father of King David. He was also going to be ultimately the father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or the great, 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 great grandfather, on down the line, ever how far it goes. But we see here that she has four children, Reuben, the firstborn, which puts her in a special place of blessing with God. He was going to receive the double portion, or supposed to. Then you have Simeon and Levi. Now, these two boys are going to be a lot of trouble. One thing I want you to remember as we go through these studies, this is a dysfunctional family. I remember the first time I read through the Old Testament right after I got saved, and I would read these stories, and I'd think, wow, that's great. That is fantastic. Look at the godliness of these people. And then as I got further in my Christian life, I began to learn that, you know, these guys ain't really the godly people I thought they were. God is really blessing a bunch of wicked old men, if you will. He has taken those who were once sinners, and ungodly, and He has washed them, and He has regenerated them. He has changed them through faith in His name and brought them into a place of relationship. And we saw here how Jacob, and when you look in the Old Testament and you see the blessing, it's to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob over and over again. That's who God says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, your fathers. And now when we looked at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and especially Jacob, we find out that here is the supplanter, the one who's stolen his brother's blessing. He's now married two women. He has gone and he has cheated his brother out of everything. And he's a polygamist. And we're about to see some of the troubles begin. His wives are already beginning to struggle between them. Now Leah, the oldest wife, the least favored one, the least pretty, has had four children, and Rachel hadn't had any. Now, we discussed how that was a great blessing with the Jews and with the people of God. And now, in chapter 30 and verse 1, it says, when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I in God's stead who is withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. Now let's stop right here. This is some serious family strife going on. Rachel saw that Leah was having all these children and she wasn't having any. She was barren. And she just goes off on Jacob. And she says to Jacob, you either give me children or I'm going to die, Jacob. Now, Jacob says, who am I, God? Do I stand in the place of God? He's the one who's withheld the fruit of your womb. God's the one who's closed up your womb, not me. They were having normal relationships, but God had decided that Rachel was not going to have children yet. Well, Rachel gets upset and she blames it on Jacob. And Rachel says, I know what I'll do. I'll take my maid Bilhah and he'll go into Jacob, and she'll bear this baby upon my knees. Now, evidently, this was a tradition, if you will. It was a custom to the heathen people of this time. Now, remember that the people of God are still really a young people, if you will. They're still learning what it is to be the children of God, to be set apart to God. They don't really know what it's all about yet. And they're still carrying on some of the old traditions. Now, evidently the tradition was that you could send your maid into the husband, and when that maid had the baby, if you couldn't, the baby would be sort of your adopted child, your child. And this was what they were doing. And Rachel had gotten so envious of her sister that she'd made this move. This is pretty bad, isn't it? I told you it was a dysfunctional family. And they're in bad shape now. So she sends her handmaid in. And Bilhah has a child. And Rachel says, God has judged me and has heard my voice and has given me a son. Therefore she called his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister. And I prevailed, and she called his name Naphtali. Now when Leah saw that she had left off bearing, she quit having children, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her to Jacob, the wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son, and Leah said, a troop cometh. And she called his name Gad, a troop. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. Let me stop here. We see that there's been somewhat of a pretty good amount of time going on here. We read these passages and it seems like, well, this just happened in a matter of weeks, but now Reuben has gotten up old enough that he's out in the wheat field harvesting. We see also that Rachel's maid had children. Leah, not to be outdone, takes her maid in and gives her to Jacob and has some children. And I don't know whether you know this, I'm sure most everybody does, but these children are going to be the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob's children are the 12 tribes of Israel. Keep that in mind. These sons are going to be the fathers of each of the 12 tribes of Israel that you read about later on in the scriptures. And isn't it amazing that this is the kind of people that God used to get his chosen people? Well, I'll tell you what, his chosen people weren't any different than their fathers. They were simply blessed because God had chosen them. Not because there was something special in and of themselves. Now, Rachel and Leah have this battle going back and forth. Reuben has grown a little older now, and he comes and he finds these mandrakes in the field. And Rachel comes to him. Let's read verse 14 at the end of it. Rachel says to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And Leah says to her, is it a small matter that you have taken my husband? Or would you now take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight, for thy son's mandrakes. Now, it seems that Rachel had the house, if you will. She had Jacob. But Reuben had went out into the field and he had found these mandrakes. Now, evidently, at least according to what I have seen, what I have studied, these mandrakes were supposed to make a woman have children. Of course, this is not what God had said. God is the one who opens and closes the womb. But remember, we said that Rachel and this family had came out of idolatry, and this was still new to them. So Rachel trades off from these mandrakes. Leah says, I'm not giving you the mandrakes. You've already taken my husband. You've got the house. You've got the man. Why should I let you have the mandrakes also? No way. So Rachel, she had never had any children. She was desperate to try anything now. She says, Leah, tell you what, I'll trade you a night with my husband for these mandrakes. Of course, Leah says, okay. And Jacob comes out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him, and she said, you must come in unto me, for surely I have hired you with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night. How would you like that? If you went home, you were coming in from the field, your wife comes out to you and says, you got to sleep with me tonight because I bought you. Well, this is essentially, this is exactly what had happened. And we see also that Jacob had really had went to Rachel and not Leah. For Leah had to demand it now of Jacob that he would lay with her. Well, he does it. And God hearkened to Leah, it says in verse 17, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, God has given me my hire because I have given my maiden to my husband. And she called his name Issachar. Now, Leah now has another son, Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, God hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah. Remember this, because Dinah is going to show us the character of Simeon and Levi later on. Dinah being their full-blooded sister, if you will, not the sister by their aunt. Well, our time's up again. I really hate to end in the middle of the story like this, but let us lean on God till the next time we're together. Let us not look to man's ways to do things. And let us learn these lessons that we need to be content with what God has given us. This is Jeff Buckle of the Two Roads of Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff, for being with us, and thank you for listening. If you will, continue to listen each weekday afternoon this week as our brother Jeff Buckle looks at Jacob and his series of Old Testament Bible characters. Each weekday from 1 to 1:15, we join you with our Bible study program. And each week we have a different subject with a different brother leading this study. So for Mark Beebe, Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody, for the Two Roads, Two Destinies, Radio Media.